Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Skin Club podcast.
Hello.
We are back with an episode. We want to share your favorite underrated products because, as we know, there's always new products coming out. There's old tried and true products. There are quite literally thousands on thousands of products on the market. And so we want to share what you think are underrated and what you see really help your clients in the treatment room. And I think it can be really helpful and beneficial to learn from each other. So I'm really excited to go through this listener submission episode.
Me too. These are like my favorites. I love the listener submission ones because I love to hear you guys and everything that you guys think is cool and not cool and stories and whatever. It's all always fun.
I've learned a lot from the listener submissions.
Gosh. Yeah. No, seriously. But what's new with you, Rach?
So, 'tis the season. I feel like I'm starting to catch a sickness of some sorts. Yeah. Jason has been sick for the past couple of days, and I'm like, awesome. Like, I'm not catching it. I'm doing great. I was tossing and turning last night.
That's the worst.
So, I woke up this morning, and I was like, crap. Like, I have a lot of, like, today's Wednesday, and I don't take clients on Wednesdays, so I'm like, okay, that's good. Like, I can recover today, but yes. I'm like, crap, I have a couple makeup clients this weekend, one of them being a bride. I have a ton of clients at Revive on Thursday and Friday, and so I'm like, oh gosh, like, I cannot get sick. Like, yeah. That's a lot of people to reschedule, and so I was talking to my friend that's a nurse, and she's like, dude, just go get an IV that will help kind of flush your system. Yes. So I was going to try to come here to Flourish, but my schedule does not align
with ourselves,
unfortunately. But I did go to Prime IV. That's more of like a chain place.
Yes.
And I had a really good experience.
Good.
I did not know what to expect because I've never had an IV infusion before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, wow.
I know. All I've had before was I got my blood drawn for the first time like 6 months ago, probably.
Okay.
And that hurt pretty bad. Like, it wasn't terrible, but it hurt. And so I was a little nervous for the IV because she was telling me that it's a little bigger.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt at all.
Oh my gosh.
She was a pro. The girl who took care of me, she was a pro. But she took me back into this dark room in like these massive pod massage chairs that like lead you almost all the way back.
Yeah.
And I just sat there for 45 minutes in this dark room with a massage chair and had that infusion drip in. And I'm really hoping it'll kick whatever I'm starting to get to the curb. I mean, obviously if I feel like crap tomorrow, I'll reschedule people. I just want to do everything in my power not to.
Totally. Yeah.
So I guess that's my weekly favorite is IV drip.
Love.
What about you? What's new with you? What's your favorite? What's going on?
Okay. So updates with my life. Today was my first official day of training for the half. I'm back to it since my boobs, because I was doing it like a little bit before my boobs and then took time off, you know, recovered. And now we're back. And I ran like just over a mile today.
Yay. Amazing.
Which isn't terrible.
Are you kidding? For jumping right back in to do a mile over a mile? That's great.
It took me about 20 minutes.
That's amazing. That's great.
Well, I did like a little bit of like a walk run, you know, just like easing back into it. But my legs for sure feel it. And just that was like a big thing. Like I'm getting back into it. I'm debating if I should download like the Peloton app, like where they kind of train you through it, you know, because they literally have like guided marathons that you can listen to, which I think, I don't know, I love those guided ones because they tell you like when to pick up your pace and like super motivational and encouraging and things. And I really like that. But I also am like, do I need a Garmin? like literally runs a mile, needs a Garmin. Like, should I get one?
You'll want one for the race.
I know, because I have an Apple Watch, but girly has been sitting in my car all summer long and probably is fried. And I got it probably 5 years ago.
Oh.
So she's out of date. And I just like don't love Apple Watches. I like become very obsessive with them and like not in a good way. And also like they kill the outfit vibe. So
yeah,
like the Garmin, like you shan't wear outside of running, like you, like aesthetic wise, like
it's just for running.
It's just for running. So Ryder, if you're listening, hint, hint, wink, wink, like let me put that on my
Christmas
list. I'm actually making a list right now. Oh my gosh, we need to have a episode about what we're wanting for Christmas and like what we're gifting and gift guides.
You need to download the Giftful app. That's what we used last year.
Yes.
Game changer.
That. Oh, that's so smart. Oh, yeah, I need to do that.
Because it has all the links. So like if someone's like, hey, what do you want? Just send them your entire Giftful and it has all the links to everything you want.
Okay. Well, like I literally would only be sending that to my husband. And I doubt he would even open the link. He does not open a single link that I send him. I can guarantee. Because I've sent him so many like reels, TikToks, videos, everything. No, nothing is opened. But then like every time, okay, this is TMI. You know, he sends me at a very particular time of the day that I do not want to be getting videos of, you know. It's when he's in the bathroom.
Oh, I was like, I'm not catching on.
No, it's like every time, I swear, every time he walks in the bathroom, I get 10 reels in my inbox. And I'm like, get on TikTok already. Gosh dang. So, yeah. Anyways, we need to do a Christmas episode because I have so much I want to talk about with like, I need people's advice on what to gift and what to put on my list, you know?
Yes.
But an update, I am back in my wellness. I mean, I'm kind of always in my wellness era, but like at Flourish Wellness, Flourish Wellness, wellness era, I have been doing sessions. I've done one every single day this week so far, which is, if you know, like my schedule does not always permit time. And so I've been really trying so hard to carve out time to be able to make it. And I'm just so glad that I've been able to, because I have been sleeping so much better, like seriously so much more restful. And also with like the whole daylight savings, now that it's so much early or so much darker, so much earlier, my kids are finally going to bed a little bit earlier, which means I can leave, you know, like when it gets dark, which happens at like 5 or 6. So anyways, it's so nice. And, yeah, I'm just getting ready for all the holidays. It's been on my mind and I'm in the season, and my weekly favorite is the Just Ingredients hot chocolate. I have made it like 2 or 3 times a day.
I want to try it. I need to
order
it. More.
Okay, well, I'm going to be placing an order like very soon if you want to add yours to my order.
Is there anything special in it? Like any added like healthy adaptogens? Things?
Yeah. Yeah, like it'll zen you the frick out.
No, I need that.
Yeah, I love it. And like my kids take it and I'm like, chill.
Go to bed. And there's something about a hot drink before bed too that makes you sleepy. Like you wake up and you want an icy drink. Yes. At least personally, I want an icy drink in the morning and a hot drink before bed.
Okay. I agree with that. But I recently have been wanting a hot drink because my house is butt freaking cold. Ryder refuses to turn on the heater. And it's so cold in my house and I wake up like a stone. I am just icicles. And even like my little kids come to bed and then they literally defrost or thaw in my bed. And so my whole bed underneath my covers is all cold.
Ooh.
And I hate it.
See, Jason always gets up before me and he just knows to turn off the fan when he gets up, because if the fan's on, I can't get out of bed because it's so cold.
Wait, that's actually hilarious.
I've just trained him to do that.
That's so funny. Well, that's smart. So yeah, that's updates, life, favorites, all the things.
Cool. Love, love, love.
Should we dive in?
Yeah, let's do this episode. So these are your listener submissions. I'm really excited to learn. So the first one on the list is Farmhouse Fresh Body Scrubs.
Have you tried those?
I've never heard of this. I'm actually going to look them up right now. Farmhouse
Fresh.
Farmhouse.
Sorry, guys. We're looking it up really quick.
Okay, while I'm looking this up, I do want to mention, this is so off topic. I'm so excited to see the Wicked movie.
Oh yeah, isn't that on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, have you seen the trailers for it?
Yes, they look so good. And what else? Is it Moana 2, I think, comes out on Thanksgiving?
Oh, does it?
I think so.
Oh, see, I'm so excited. Cause I grew up going to Wicked musicals.
Oh, so and fun.
I do love Moana. That's like a classic favorite princess movie.
Yeah, it's like our kids' favorites. Okay, well, that branding is really cute for Farmhouse Fresh.
Yeah, I really like it.
The next one says Glymed Lip Duo. I love the sweetheart duo, like when they come out with it for Valentine's Day. I love that.
Yeah, I love a targeted lip treatment. Yes. The one that kind of tingles a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like it's meant to strengthen the border of the lips, which right is now. Great because we know if you're a straw drinker over time as we age, the lip border just...
bye-bye.
It isn't as firm and stiff as you want it to be.
Yeah.
Next one, face tape.
Okay. Not going to lie, I did submit this one.
There's no rules against submitting your own.
So if you guys have seen my stories, I've been testing out a face tape now for a couple of weeks. I've been seeing it online a lot over like the last 2 years, but I haven't quite indulged yet. Like I've tried different types of face tapes, but none that I fell in love with because I felt like they were so like adhesive sticky. They weren't like high quality enough. And so I never could get on the face tape train. And then I recently just got some from Natural Beauty or Natural Face something. But it is a Japanese. I mistakenly said that it was a Korean face tape on my reel. It is a Japanese face tape.
Okay.
And it is so like buttery, so good. And like it sticks even after you've done all your skincare. Like you don't have to avoid doing your skincare in order to put it on.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's amazing. And it comes with like a little card that you can check out like what kind of lift you want on your face. If it's like around your eyes, around your cheeks. I did ask them for an affiliate link. They said no. So they're just currently not taking any. So if you're hoping to make your bag off of this, this is not the company to do that with, but it is an amazing company. No, like everyone's like, oh, where's that from? I'm like, hold on, let me check my email, see if they responded. No. So I am letting the cat out of the bag. I do not get commission off of this. I wish I did. So
just genuinely love it.
Genuinely love it. I first heard of it from Arielle Lauren, I think is her name on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cute.
She's with Dare Media.
Yeah. She actually got Botox injury about a year ago. And like it was like debilitating for her. And she ended up getting her breast implants out because she thought that maybe that was it. And it wasn't. It was the Botox. And so she started face taping. And so that's how I found this company, was through that. And so I just now having breast implants, I am being much more vigilant about my toxin intake because I already live a very low tox lifestyle. And so I know that my body can handle some, but I want to be very careful about how much I induce. And so I am trying to go tox free. Personally, and like the thing that's so annoying, it's like my husband can't tell when I have it and when I don't. So like, why? So anyways, I'm trying this and it really makes my forehead so smooth when I wake up in the morning. It can like give me like a little bit of a lift. And if like you're a side sleeper, like you can tape underneath your eyes so that like it's lifting them so that you're not crunching them. It's just, it's fantastic. And I highly recommend supporting this company. It looks like a small business to me. Can't confirm nor deny, but they are awesome. Customer service is awesome. And I love that they have instructional video cards that you can like go for whatever look you're going for.
Okay.
Sold?
I am influenced.
Amazing.
Because I'm trying to save money.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting Botox as often. Mm-hmm. Can we rewind? What Botox injury did she get? Like what happened?
Oh, like she started getting huge rashes. I think she started like getting extreme fatigue, brain fog, headaches. Like she couldn't leave her bed. Like she was so exhausted. I think it like also started to affect her vision, which that happens to me every single time. And I've said this before, every single time I get Botox, my vision goes blurry for like the first few weeks and then it like lightens up, you know?
Insane.
But it was so funny. Like the first time I got Botox, I literally like went to Target and like got my eyes checked because I was like pregnancy effed up my eyes. No, it was like literally like the second that Jovi came out of my body, I went and got Botox. And I missed it, you know?
Of course.
So, and same thing happened like when I was in aesthetic school. So I know that like my body doesn't already love it. And I have gotten like the brow drop before as well.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, and like I've had to like use the eye drops in order because it like drooped my hood like on my eyelid.
Yeah.
And so anyways, yeah. So I'm just like a little nervous about it. And like same with filler. So what I am doing though is PRP under my eyes.
Love.
Or PRF. No, I did PRF under my eyes. I will start doing Sculptra this year, or probably closer to next year.
Yeah.
Just like to keep everything rejuvenated and tight. I've been much more diligent with my microneedling, and now I'm face taping. So I'm just taking my aesthetic things more seriously in a more bioregenerative way. And I'm doing it also with NAD. I take NAD. I've been taking it now for a couple months. Do you know what NAD is?
I remember when we had Dree come on the podcast like 3 years ago. Yeah. I remember her saying, this stuck with me from her episode. I remember her saying that like NAD is like a magic supplement that literally cures everything. So you're making me think, do I need to add that to my supplement regimen?
And Just Ingredients has one. Use code Flourish to get a discount.
Deal.
Just Ingredients has a oral supplement, and you actually like, up until kind of recently, could only get it through an IV.
Okay, yeah. I saw NAD on the IV menu when I went in earlier today.
Yeah, like you want usefulness in a bottle, that's the stuff to take.
Do you have some here right now? Can I like snatch some?
Because it flies off the shelf. But I'll order it. I'll put it on our order. We're just okay, we're going to do a big Just Ingredients order. Let me know what you want.
Slay.
Just kidding.
send your comments.
So it's like, it's on me. No. I'm so poor.
Mommy Alita.
Oh, I wish. Someday. Someday I'll be very.
Sugar
I'll be,
mommy.
I'll be Ellen. That's my goal. Be Ellen with all my supplements. You get this and you get
some
this.
Some for you like and Oprah. For you.
So yeah, that's the spiel on face tape. What I'm doing to stay youthful.
I'm going literally, to try.
I'm in my 20s.
You know, being preventative.
It's working.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Love.
Okay. Next is red light. A red light. I agree.
We love red light therapy. I've been trying to utilize that a lot since surgery.
Oh, yeah. Which one do you have?
I have Omnilux.
Okay. Love.
And because it's kind of tight on the face, I just like kind of hover it.
Mm-hmm.
Before, so I'm not squeezing my nose or chin.
Yeah. Love.
Okay, next one's the Eminent Stone Crop Gel Wash. Have you tried that?
I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't. But I remember in school, we had an Eminence rep come and train us. And I remember being fascinated.
Aren't they like super natural?
They're very natural. Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay, this next one says, love fulvic elixir for fungal acne.
Yes.
This is slept on.
I'm a big fulvic fan for sure. That's what I call liquid gold because it's a golden color.
Oh, cutie.
And it smells like Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Love. Okay, next one. I'm a big fan of this as well. The Is Clinical Pro Heal and Active Serums. They are so good.
Really?
So good.
I need to try them.
Yes. So the Pro Heal is a vitamin C, E, and A.
Okay.
And it's pregnancy, breastfeeding safe.
Love.
And I love it for acne prone.
Okay.
It's a vitamin C that I've yet to see issues with anyone that's acne prone because as we know, vitamin C can be very tricky with acne prone clients. I've yet to see any issues. So that's awesome. A great vitamin C. And then their active serums are also really great. They're safe to use during pregnancy well. The only thing, everything I believe is safe to use during pregnancy and breastfeeding, except for they just recently came out with like retinols.
Okay.
Those you can't.
Yeah.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe majority of their line is pregnancy safe, which I like.
I haven't seen it listed on here yet, but what are your thoughts on Elastin? Like I've heard so many mixed things about Elastin. I know like Macy loves it, but I know like in clinical studies against Skin Better's Tone Smart outperformed Elastin in clinical trials when it came to sunscreen.
Like the protection.
Yes. So I'm curious though, like with the rest of the line, I don't know, like I would love to hear, like sound off in the comments, let us know. I would love to hear more.
I think I saw Mace post something about a neck cream recently and I was very intrigued. I really wanted to, she like, I swear she can sell me on anything.
Well, and she posted about like a body one too, I think, like scar revision and stuff.
I really would like to try Macy. The body and neck ones.
Hook us up.
We're seeing Macy this weekend.
Bring it.
Macy and Mads.
Oh, wait. This isn't going to come out before she hears it.
Oh. Dang,
we'll have to text her.
True. Well, when this comes out, we will have just seen her.
Oh, cute. Love. Okay. Next one says cell bomb. Ooh, that is so good. I love that.
Yes. I put that one on my lips every day. Mm. Really healing. Oh, or if you have eczema. Another great one.
Baby diaper rash on the booty. Yep.
Next one, Jan Marini sunscreens. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Butter.
Literally.
They're so good.
If I have someone that comes in and says, I just can't do a thick sunscreen, I say, say no more.
Yeah.
Jan Marini's literally feels like a moisturizer. Like you would not believe it's a sunscreen.
So good. Anfisa on balm. People talk about it, but not enough. It's so good. I would agree. Like, this changed my life when I was pregnant with Tommy. Like my skin was so dry because I literally drank a gallon of coffee a day, but it was so stinking good. Like just replumped the skin. I remember like I'd go to work and people were like, you are literally a donut.
That's the green one that people call green juice.
Yes.
Okay. I got that from you. I remember really liking that
so
one.
So good.
Oh, we got another Glymed Fulvic Elixir.
And we have another one down here.
Wow.
Okay. Sorella Main Squeeze Hydrating Serum. I saw them at IECSC. I have yet to try Sorella.
Okay. Yes. I remember seeing them at IECSC as well.
Yeah. We'll have to stop by there next year. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to literally purchase our booth in January.
Oh my gosh. What? This year goes by so fast. I swear I'm like now like New Year's goals. It's like in June when Vegas is. I'm like, that's when my year starts because it's like such a whole ordeal.
I was just about to say, the year starts in June for IECSE. Seriously. Oh my gosh, we gotta start working on all that stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot coming up. We also have a fun event that we're going to in March. It's March.
Skin Games.
We're going to Skin Games and we're doing something really fun. We'll leave it there at that. We're not competing, but we're doing something fun.
Yeah, you guys need to go. Tell us if you're going.
Yeah.
Please message us.
We'd love to see them.
And if you're not going, go.
It's in Georgia, I believe.
Or Chicago.
We had this debate.
Is it in Georgia or is it Chicago?
I don't know. After we finish recording, let's look.
Okay. And then we have the Anfisa Undo Serum. Again, love. Okay, next one.
Not a product, but just I see my face. I see such a difference when I do it.
Yes.
So good.
The Image Vital C Cleanser and Moisturizer. Ooh.
At my very first job, we sold this and I remember liking them.
Yeah, we had those in school and I was obsessed.
They feel really nice on the skin.
Yes.
Oh, are those? Oh, no. One more page. Oh, no. Two more pages. Yeah. Wow, we got a lot.
We've got quite a few to go.
Okay. Next one, Aquaphor.
Love that. Next one says, Glymed Oxygen Treatment Cream. Feel like no one talks about her, but I'm obsessed. Yes, I use that in my treatment room.
It's a good lightweight one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, branching out of the skincare world, we have Birkenstocks.
Love.
Love me some Birkenstocks.
The Lululemon Cropped Define Jacket. So cute.
Really cute, yeah. Next one, the Thai Crystal Deodorant. I think I need to try that because that's like more of a natural one, right? Yeah.
I don't know, but I've seen a lot of people post about it, but I have yet to like dabble. So I don't know. The Jan Marini Bioglycolic Facial Cleanser. Absolutely.
So good. The ingredients, it's a cream cleanser, but it's targeted. Ugh, I love. Not skincare related, but the Glow Beauty Brush.
Shout out to Marissa. She's a client of mine and she's freaking badass. I love her and she's so cool. And her products are all perfection. Literally so good.
It's such a good brush. Yes. And very aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
Okay, next one. Oh my gosh, this is from our TikTok queen, Isabella. the Strassia skincare. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I've heard her rave about that and I trust everything she says.
Is it like a Korean skincare or is it like a...
I'm not sure.
I know like a lot of people are like becoming more...
like bringing Korean skincare.
In Korean skincare. And I have yet to do that, but I think we've talked about it now for like the last year and a half that we want to try it. So if you know any lines that you guys want us to review, tell us.
I also do want to say, since I brought up Isabella, love you. Since she commented that one, she also got me on calendula cream.
Oh yeah.
Over the counter.
Love.
It's amazing. She did tell me, she's like, just make sure you warn people that if they have the calendula flower allergy, make sure you test it before, just for allergy purposes, but amazing for perioral dermatitis.
Yeah.
Because like she single-handedly saved me. Like that's how I help a lot of my clients now is with calendula cream, and it's just over the counter.
Love.
Amazing.
Okay. That's really smart. Okay, and our last one says the Redken Frizz Dismiss Leave-In Conditioner. I'm going to need to pick that up.
We love our hair.
If that's at like Salon Centric or Cosmoprof or probably Amazon.
Probably. It's probably at the Cosmo store.
Yeah.
I get nervous buying things. Like, you know how like when you go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx and they have like skincare and it makes me nervous. Like
a million years old.
Yeah. And like old makeup. And then when I see hair products, it also makes me nervous. Yeah. So I just go to the Cosmo store because I get scared.
Yeah, that's where I go to. Well, guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you guys have any other suggestions for like fall, winter vibes, please let us know. We're going to do like a submission about like I want to do like a traditions, like what are people doing, what's special to you throughout the holidays, you know.
I actually would love that, because as the phase I'm in, like nobody get any ideas, but I'm like thinking about starting my husband and I are thinking about starting a family. Not anytime like it's not that serious, no one freak
you're
out.
You're actively trying. Just
no. But however, I'm like in this phase where like that's one of the next big steps that we want to take. And I want to be able to have fun traditions and ideas for kids to make them exciting growing up. And so I do always love hearing like what people did growing up and what they do for their kids now.
Well, and that's something like that I've realized is like the holidays are only magical because your moms and dads made them that way.
Yeah. 100%.
Like I enjoyed my childhood to an extent, I guess. But when it came to holidays, like my parents weren't ones to like go all out on things, like really in many of things. And maybe that's just like by the time it dwindled down to me, the sixth child, the last, like they were kind of done and over it. But that like, I remember when I was super little, like there were two Christmases that I can recall that I would consider like were more magical, you know, but all the other ones, like I really didn't feel that. So my goal with my children is to bring the spirit of Christmas and bring all the holiday traditions and do things that are just all out, you know, just go all out for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really having that magical feeling as a kid, like the best.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to reserve all my comments to that because we'll say it for the other episode. Maybe we'll do like, let's do that one like sooner rather than later. So like we can start planning our traditions.
Yeah. No, seriously. Let's do it
next week, guys.
Okay.
So check out our stories for your submission. And if it's longer than the question box, please DM us.
Then we stutter when we read. I'm not good at figuring it out.
Oh my gosh. And it just like it gets all combobulated with like the lineup of the question boxes, and then we read the end instead of the beginning and whatever.
Yeah, okay,
we're rambling.
I just professional yappers.
Well, we love you guys and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.